This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday as we cruise into the weekend. We have all kinds of things. What is with these handsy politicians? We'll talk about that. Somebody wants to yell at me. Well, not. Someone wants to make a request. I'll discuss it. Would I get a hook if I lost one of my hands? Someone wants to talk about Trump, mass deportations, all kinds of things coming up this hour on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I got this one. Why do politicians sexually assault people so much? Is that just the negativity bias thing, or are politicians just generally more prone to sexually assaulting people? And there's a couple things. So, let's say I was in a room, I was in a theater, and there's 1,000 people in the seats standing there watching me. And I stood up and I said, hey, there's a town right next door, right next to this town. I am looking for a man or woman, it doesn't matter. I'm looking for somebody. And whoever steps forward, I'm basically going to make you king of this town. You can tell everybody what to do, what not to do, where to go. You will control every part of this town. The kids, the men, the women, the whatever. You can do whatever you want there. All right? That's my offer. 1,000 people in the auditorium. I'm about to make you king of this town now. Would you step forward? I would argue the kind of person who would step forward, you might get some good ones. Some people who step forward and say, I would love to help that town. I think I could help that town. You would get some good ones. Do you think the majority of the people who volunteered would be good? Or do you think they'd be power hungry, greedy, controlling, narcissistic? This is not an indictment of people who seek political power, because I've asked you several times to run for office, local office, get involved, run for office. It's important. But we have to understand the type of person who wants to be in the House of Representatives, who wants to be a senator, who wants to be a president, a governor, or whatever. It's not that they're all bad, but in that group of people, you are going to have a higher than average percentage of dirtballs. You just are. I know you're talking about Swalwell with this email, but Swalwell, I'll bring it up again, and I'm really not making fun of him. I'm not trying to. I'm not even trying to be mean. Is a huge dork. We've all seen him give speeches. We see he has no personality. I guarantee you, high school was very difficult for that ultra goober. He's probably been a dork, a goober his entire life. You think there's ever been a dime before he got into politics who wanted anything to do with Eric Swalwell? If he found one, he was probably lucky. Then, fast forward, he finds himself in the House of Representatives, and he's got a whole staff full of 19-year-old interns. For him, a guy like that? Finally, some female attention. Finally, women, I'll make them do whatever I want. A guy like that is primed to be a monster. Primed. Now, that's just the type of person who runs for office. Now, let's just go for all of humanity. Slavery. We'll make this stop. Let's talk about slavery real quick. I've told you before that I don't understand it. I don't understand why it is the norm throughout history, but it is the norm throughout history. Pretty much the entire history of the world, there has been slavery, and slavery still exists to this day. Remember when Democrats opened up the border and we had the largest slave trade in human history crossing the Mexican border? People want to own other human beings. They want to control other human beings. I do not, so I can't relate to it, but people do. Let me ask you this. Do you know anyone in your life, in your personal life, who treats service people poorly? Maybe a waiter, waitress, treats them like crap. You know anybody like that? Do you know what that person is? That's somebody who would own slaves. You know why they treat the waitress like crap? Because they finally found someone they have some power over. Go get me this. Go get me that. One little tidbit of power. And they abuse it and use it to the max. That's fact. That's the kind of mentality it is. Human beings, when they are in a position of authority over other people, they can get themselves in real hot water because human nature is prone to abuse it. It's not just politicians. People in every walk of life, how many CEOs had to resign because of a fling with the secretary? How many pastors got themselves in trouble? Chris, I'm sure there's some rabbis out there too. Of course. Position of authority. It's a very dangerous thing in the hands of man. It just is. These politicians. So, I'll tell you a story. I've told this story before. It's a true story, but I'm changing everything I can possibly change in this story to make sure the person I'm discussing is never discovered. It's not my story to tell, but it is a true story. Member of the House of Representatives. Devout Christian, family man. This is years and years and years ago, so you're never going to figure it out, but he ended up not running for office anymore, and people were confused. Type of guy who loved being in Congress. Then he just up and decided he was done with it one day. Why? Well, you hire staffers and interns when you're on Capitol Hill. There's always going to be some young ladies in there. Just always are. You know. By the way, the reason that happens is oftentimes your donors, your biggest donors, will want their children hired for work experience. Looks great on a resume. So the guy who gave 10 grand to your campaign calls and says, "Hey, Jesse, my daughter, 18, love to have her come intern with you." It's very difficult to say no to that. And he didn't say no to that. And he ended up getting caught with not one, but two of them. Got caught. It was swept under the rug. So you never heard of it. You don't know who this person is. And he left. Now, I know this man. I know this man is... as much as you can say, a good man, who's really good, right? I'm certainly not, but somebody you would let babysit your kids, somebody you would let coach your son T-ball. What are you doing screwing around with a couple teenage girls in Congress? What is going? It is a dangerous thing to have authority over other people, especially when it is a man having authority or control over women. But I shouldn't actually just put that on men. Every day you turn on the news, you see a news story about a pretty attractive female teacher going on a fling with some underage high school student and getting sent to prison for it. And this phenomenon is spreading like wildfire across the country. And it just blows my mind. She'll be a total dime, oftentimes married. And wait a minute, you took off with a 15-year-old boy? What's wrong with you? Control. Power. You have to be careful with it. And it's a lesson for you, a lesson for me. When man gets it, he is prone to abuse it in one way or the other. And sometimes he abuses the women under him, or if it's a woman, she abuses the men under him, or if you're Lindsey Graham, you know what? We're not going to go into what, Chris? We're not going to go into the details of all that. Let's move off of all that because it's really, really ugly. Jesse, my name is Walker. I'm 13 years old. I was born in California, but we recently moved to Utah. I love your show. I asked for a handheld radio for my birthday so I can listen to your show every night. I was wondering if you can do a history show soon. You are in luck, Walker. I am not telling you next week, but I promised you a while ago that I was going to do a history show on Napoleon's disastrous retreat from Russia. Just a tale of horror. You can't imagine it. I spent a lot of time working on it after the show again last night. I would say I'm 80, maybe even 90% ready to do a show for you. It'd probably be a long one, I would guess. So there you go. All right. Mass deportations. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I get back to those, I do have some bad news. When you stand behind somebody and you cheer for them, you hope that they will appreciate it. You hope that when you extend a hand to somebody, that they will extend a hand back. Remember the candidate for governor in California? We have thrown our weight behind.
Higher expense, no security, no safety, no literacy. My plan, MACA plan, Make Affordable California Again, will recognize children who maintain GPA level 3.87, 3.93, will support first buying car upon graduation from high school, will credit $505 plus first year, no registration fee. Let's support our children. Let's support our schooling system. Thank you.
That's Randeep. We reached out to Randeep trying to get him on the show so we can back his candidacy for the children's $505. He has not responded. He didn't respond at all, Chris? Nothing? What? Am I going to pull my endorsement? No. Look, this is, Chris, pull my endorsement. That's petty. This is a man of vision.
Higher expense, no security, no safety, no literacy. My plan, MACA plan, Make Affordable California Again, will recognize children's who maintain.
We back him for the children's, Cliff, Chris. Remember that. We don't back him because he came on our show or didn't come on our show. And we still need, did you even bother, Chris, looking into if he has any merch? Like t-shirts and stuff? We need, yes, Chris, please. Find out if Randeep has yard signs at least so we can get one up in the studio. Please. All right? Jesse, is Trump's about face on mass deportations the same thing as his about face on abortion? I remember when he went from being, quote, the most pro-life president in history to saying that he wanted to leave abortion up to the states. All his Christian voters were upset, threatened not to vote for him, but we did it anyway because the alternative was worse. This reverse course on mass deportations reminds me of that time. Is he appealing to the masses and banking on his base voting for Republicans in the midterms anyway? Because he knows we can't in good conscience abstain from voting. I'll emphasize again. We're going to know more after the next quarter. But in the first quarter of 2026, deportations are down. Trump said he wanted a softer touch. There have been a bunch of people. It's not just Kristi Noem, a bunch of people who've been removed, who were deporting people. He said he wanted a softer touch. We now have 12% fewer deportations. Deportations should be ramping up because we're building the deportation machine. They're not ramping up. At least in the first quarter of this year, they are getting turned down. Donald Trump was told, very clearly he was told, that that communist op in Minnesota was hurting him politically. So here is my issue. If they're getting turned down, and right now it appears that they are, if they're getting turned down, I mean, we have the new DHS secretary going on the news saying this stuff.
So we want immigration. We want legal immigration, people that want to make the country stronger. We're a nation of immigrants. We understand
that.
The right kind of immigrants. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Stephen Miller, immigration hawk. He's asked point blank, where is Trump on this whole Dignidad Act thing? This is what you call dancing around the question.
So a little about what he mentioned, but here's some of the facts with the Dignity Act. Where do you stand with it, Stephen?
Well, you know that this administration opposes amnesty. President Trump has always been clear in his opposition to amnesty. And I, of course, you know my own views. But I want to reframe this whole conversation, Brian, if I could, to something that President Trump has been very focused on.
By the way, reframe the conversation is political speak for change the subject.
For a long time. And that's about having the kind of immigration to this country that makes us stronger, not weaker. I think this conversation gets siloed too often when we have to look at the whole picture. You know, you saw the recent tragic case where an illegal alien from Haiti bludgeoned a woman to death in broad daylight with a hammer, smashing her skull in one hammer blow after another. That's what happens when you have open borders.
Yeah, but we got it. Changing the subject. To this day, Trump has said nothing about the Dignidad Act. Maria Salazar is still driving down our motivation, running her fat mouth on the news every day, saying this crap.
It's impossible if we, the Republicans, put together a bill like this one on the floor for any Democrats with Hispanics. Supposedly, you know, Hispanics belong to the Democrats. Not anymore. Because right now we're going to be demonstrating to the Dems that we are not such a bunch of racists, that we're giving them dignity, not...
Yeah, I'm sure Democrats will stop calling us racists if we pass an amnesty bill. Sure, that's right around the corner. We haven't heard from Trump on it. I believe after the next quarter, when we find out what the deportation numbers are, I think we will have our answer on whether or not Trump backed off. Right now, and again, Todd Lyons, ICE Director Todd Lyons, just resigned last night. Right now, every single sign points to backing off. I don't know that I'm prepared yet to say we were betrayed and he backed off. The proof, it'll come next quarter when we get the new numbers. All right. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. And as Dr. Jesse Friday, I'm so friggin' happy. I want to sing.
Exercise our right to assemble, for that's when the proud and mighty start to tremble. Just in case you're wondering. Hey, look this way. This is what democracy. democracy looks like. Show me what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like. Show me what democracy looks like.
Jesse, I feel like one of our major problems is we don't have a sugar daddy Soros on our side. The commies have no problem dumping millions into a race they will lose. We can barely get funding for races we can win. Our side is more transactional than theirs, says his name is Rob. You are correct, but we should also understand this some aspect of this here. You know how I say the Democrat Party is a 20% party without FFC, fraud, foreigners, and cheating, right? Please keep this in mind. One, there are foreign countries like China who have deep, deep, deep pockets who are desperate to have Democrats take power in this country because Democrats are as communist as the Chinese are. So we have to run up against that. How much money has China spent on domestic communist activism in this country? A lot. A lot. Look up the Singham Network, and it's a lot, all right? So that's one part of it. Here's another part of it. Because Democrats have no morals whatsoever, because they're communists, because they believe in using power to keep power and get more power and punish their enemies and reward their friends, Democrats set up networks where they will steal from the taxpayer and some of that money flows back into Democrat campaigns and communist campaigns. They've been doing this stuff for years. They find ways to swindle people and use it for the communist cause. We're essentially dealing with bank robbers. I want to remind you again, one of the most amazing stories ever. Democrats, through their own negligence, are responsible for the burning down of the Palisades in Los Angeles. All right, so the Palisades burns down. It's very, very sad. People losing their homes. Very sad, right? Then they put on a fundraising concert, and it is sold as, we are going to help the victims of the Palisades fire. They raise $100 million because people are so generous, especially Americans, when it comes to helping others. $100 million. And the communists just stole it all. They raised $100 million and they just sent it all to communist groups. It's not just that they have a George Soros and we don't. We are dealing with the pocketbooks of foreign governments and we're dealing with thieves. The bank robber up the road who knocks off a new bank every weekend is probably going to have more loose cash than you are going to have because you don't do that kind of a thing. That's what we're dealing with in Democrat-controlled areas. California is a big one because everyone's talking about that right now, but this applies to everywhere. Massachusetts, New Jersey, Minnesota, obviously. A Democrat-controlled area is a gigantic criminal cartel. I've explained this over and over and over again. It is a criminal cartel where the government will simply set up a crime network where they will help criminals steal large amounts of money. The criminals, because they're given legal protection, will in turn make sure a generous sum of that money flows back into the campaign coffers of Democrats, and on and on and on we go. The Democrat Party is a criminal cartel. That's how it works. It's not that we don't have a sugar daddy. Look, we have gigantic donors. But listen, there's an aspect to that too that's a problem. You need money in politics. You do. You have to have it. It's how you run for office. It's how you pay people. It's how you buy commercials. But you have to have money. You have to raise money in politics. It sucks, but it's true. Don't ever be that person who says something like, we got to get the money out of politics. It's the dumbest, lamest thing I've ever heard in my life. There's no such thing as getting the money out of politics. It doesn't exist. So we have to have big donors. You need big donors to write big checks. Many, not all, many of our big donors want foreigners in the country. They just do. Illegal ones, legal ones. Our big donors are almost all, obviously, big business people. And big business people, don't give a crap about hiring Americans. They care about the bottom line. They want illegals picking the crops. They want legals. Hey, I've got a data center. I can't really hire any Americans. Could I get 10,000 more people from India? And if that person has written a large check to your campaign, Republicans find it hard to say no. Remember that story we just read about Donald Trump? I don't know if I still have it on my phone because I don't want to mess up the numbers, but Trump himself's terrible on it. Oh, yeah, here it is right here. This is from the Wall Street Journal. President Trump approved more H-2B visas for foreign workers after meeting with associates who have ties to his business. Donald Trump went golfing with some rich guys and came back and doubled the amount of visas. That's what we run up against. The big donors want more foreigners. They just do. So Democrats are busy handing over your country to murderers and rapists. Republicans aren't as strong on it as they used to be, or as they should be, I should say. However, I want to encourage you again with this. We have a new, younger generation of Republicans who are solid on this issue, outstanding, frankly, on this issue. This is a United States Senator here, Eric Schmidt.
Well, we were betrayed by the globalists and elites, and this is what President Trump tapped into when he came down the escalator. The people that I grew up around in working class Missouri and all across this country, they were betrayed because their jobs, their good blue-collar jobs, went to China and would look for other work. The country was flooded with the illegal immigrants that depressed wages and took those jobs. Now we're seeing it in the white-collar world.
White-collar
the
jobs,
Absolutely. The H-1B program, look, we don't have a shortage of talent. What's happening is these big companies are hiring cheaper labor and who are going to be more compliant because they're only here for the term of the visa. You also see it in the university setting with the OPT program. They get these foreign students to pay full freight, and then they're guaranteed a job afterwards, and they pay them less, and the corporations don't have to pay taxes for the next year. So we have a legal immigration problem we need to address in addition to the illegal immigration problem we're taking on as well.
We're getting better. We are getting better. I know it's slow, but we are getting better. Jesse, you mentioned Trump's getting bad advice from his advisors regarding the backing off on deportations. Do you think it's possible he's doing it to take some pressure off until after the midterms, then he can resume the big push? Anything's possible. It could be possible. But here's why I have maybe an issue with that, if that's the case. We have to back off mass deportations because it hurts us politically. Okay? We absolutely have to go to war with Iran no matter what, even if it hurts us politically. What? What? So Trump himself said, I have to go to war with Iran. I have to do the right thing. So politics, popularity, not a concern. I have to do the right thing when it comes to war in Iran. When it comes to mass deportation, hey, we can't lose seats in the midterms. That doesn't work for me. Sorry. Chalk works for me. See, my T levels, natural herbal supplements from Chalk work very well for me. Are you feeling sluggish? Bad mood? Just not feeling it anymore. Foggy brain. You have foggy brain. Memory isn't quite what it used to be. You might think, well, that's just old age, but it is not. Chalk, natural herbal supplements from Chalk are going to make you feel 10 years younger, 20 years younger. They have female vitality stacks for ladies. They have male vitality stacks for men. This is about you having energy, being in a good mood. Life is just freaking better with it. I'm telling you, try it. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a big discount on subscriptions. So get one. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So let's get back to all these questions. There are so freaking many of them. Hey, Bronco, I have someone close to me listening to various podcasts and getting confused about Israel. I briefly tried to explain that these individuals are being paid to say these things. How would you advise friends slash family when you believe their views are muddying the waters? Been a fan for years, listen to your podcast on my drive every morning. Okay, so I guess I don't understand. Obviously, I don't have any more context there. I don't know what your friend is listening to or not listening to. I don't see the issue as being confusing. And let me explain. Israel is a sovereign country. They took that country, well, took it back, by conquest, by various means. They took that country. They took it by conquest. Now, as a sovereign country, Israel is going to do what every single country should do, operate on Israel's best interests. Israel's interests are for Israel, and that's exactly what they should be, for Israel. A lot of people love that. A lot of people who are in love with Israel and all these things love that and support it. Then there are other people who don't like Israel's clear influence, obvious influence on, for instance, the United States of America's government and what we do. They hate that. Hey, what about the wars for Israel? And you hear all these people yell about those things. I find so much of the conversation ridiculous. It's a simple equation. Israel is going to operate on Israel's behalf at all times, and you always need to understand that, as we should be operating on our behalf, as Canada should be operating on behalf of Canadians. That is how nation states should always operate. But there is another aspect to the Israel thing that does, quote, muddy the waters, and here's what it is. Israel, to even get refounded again, did so much foreign lobbying. They wanted the backing, as we've discussed before, of countries like America, of Great Britain. And so they were always lobbying these governments. Help us return home. Help us to get this land back. Help us do this. That was part of Israel's founding. And since their refounding, they do it all the time since then for aid, for things they want. They do lobby our government and other governments around the world, as so many countries do. But that's another part of it. The Muslim countries, especially recently, they have started to, for lack of a better way to put it, get in on the game. So if Israel is going to spend this much money lobbying, for instance, America's government, because that's what we're talking about, now you have countries like Qatar, for example. Well, fine. If Israel's spending $100 million this year, we'll spend $200 million this year. We are always being lobbied by other nations to do things on behalf of that nation. There's nothing confusing about it. That is how it always has worked. It's how it works now. Now, as far as podcasters and things like that go, let me explain this as clearly as I possibly can. I don't have a job. I have had a job my entire life. Been just a normal working person my entire life, as you are well aware. From construction to the Marine Corps to selling freaking RVs, washing golf clubs. Now, I talk into a microphone and they pay me for it. I make stupid jokes and play fart sounds and they pay me for it. That's how I pay my bills now. This is not a job. You know how many people want to do this for a living? You know how many people, and maybe it's you, maybe not, but you know how many people want to stop whatever job they're currently doing and get paid to just have political opinions about something? A lot of people do. A lot of people do, obviously. Okay. A lot of people want it. But you know the problem with that is? It's not very many people who actually get to make a good living doing what I do. It's just not. You know how many podcasters out there, they don't make anything. It's an expense. They don't make anything. Nothing. Now, picture this. Hey, I'm going to give you your dream job. In fact, not only am I going to give you your dream job, I am going to write you a generous check. You are going to make a living doing what you've always wanted to do, talking into a microphone or on your YouTube channel, whatever it may be. That's what I'm going to do. There's only one little string I have to attach to this whole thing. You, when you do your show, you're going to have to be very pro-Qatar. Or you're going to have to be very pro-Israel. Or you're going to have to be... I'm not saying that's everybody. Because a lot of people just have an opinion. And it's not that they're being paid for their opinion. Some are getting paid to have a very specific opinion. It's just how it is. It's going to be up to you. And obviously, I could name some names here, but that's not how I operate. You're going to have to use your own discernment there and figure out who's full of crap and who's not. But it's up to you to sift through who you believe and who you don't believe. You have to develop some discernment and figure out who is actually getting paid to say this crap and who is not. I get paid to do a show. What specifically I talk about, who I talk about, 100% up to me. Me, Chris, Corey, we'll sit down and figure out what we're going to say and what dumb crap we're going to laugh about on every single day. Nobody tells me what position to have on any certain thing. If anyone even attempted to, I would quit. I would quit today. And by the way, the suits at Premier have been awesome. I like to make fun of them, but they don't do it. They've never done it. I don't even get in trouble for all the crap we say. Even for backing Randy.
Higher expense, no security, no safety.
I never get in trouble. If I ever did, maybe change in management or something like that, and all of a sudden my phone rings, phone call, hey, Jesse, we don't want you making fun of Randy anymore. I would just quit that day because I can't operate in that way. Money talks. Money is a very, very powerful motivator for people. And yes, a lot of the people who are out there that you watch and listen to are being paid generous amounts of money, some by foreign governments, to have specific opinions. It's an ugly, dirty world. You got to use your own discernment and figure out who's on the take. All right? We have an hour. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.